The Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 34. If you have the white binder and not the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to the page that's titled Kadampa Center Prayers, and we'll begin by chanting the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Te ata omne mne maha munaye soha. Te ata omne mne maha munaye soha. Te ata om ne mne maha munaye soha. Now the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra are on the blue sheet if you have the white binder. So let's read the stanza one time first. And then let's chant the mantra seven times. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante dada samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante radha samugate soha. Now let's read the four measurables three times in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient... That's the third one. One more. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'll turn to page 237. In the bottom, you see two mantras. I'll chant the Chenrezig mantra eight times. He's the Buddha of great compassion. And then the mantra for Green Tara is seven times. She's the Buddha of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha 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 Yeah, the children are welcome to go to their classes. Thank you.
All the play or... Yeah. Yeah.
When you sing, you do the right thing. When you pray, you find the right way. When you sing, you do the right thing. When you move, you find the right groove.
Turner.
Did you enjoy the song? Somebody from India sent it to me from the monastery. Someone of my teacher stood attendance, he sent it to me. I thought I'll watch briefly. I thought, wow, so I never saw. I think in Sanskrit, you know. So, anyway, so good morning. Maybe would you mind to take me a few minutes to introduce to yourself, introduce to each other. Well, I will introduce myself as a cat. Please. No need to ring, people hear. No need to ring, people heard the noise. Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, here, one question. I think we're probably sitting here probably 2 weeks. Last week, I was teaching in Charlotte. the question here, what is the antidote for depressions? What is the antidote? What is the antidote for depressions? Any donations? I think that's not exact word that exists in Tibetan language, depressions. That's not like, I don't even have a word in Tibetan, so. So I'll share some of my experience with one of my friends. So I think every 10 years he go through the cycles, you know, up. That's where people, everybody says his friend depression. So, so he was in Thailand, so afraid to come back because he has nobody here. I asked him to come back, so I will, you know, take care of him. I will take care of him. So he stayed with me 1 month. I took him 1 month. So I'm not a doctor, so I don't have any knowledge about depressions. So if he's afraid, so you know, I have time, so I said I will take care of him. He came and stayed stay in my bedroom because there's attached bathroom. Stayed there 1 month. What happened, like, he closed everything down. He never opened the window. All the windows closed, shut down, even during the daytime. I think, like, even though I know about meditation, so at that time, circumstances are not right to teach him meditation because he can't focus. He cannot concentrate. Talking about spiritual practice with him, it doesn't help. So what I did is I took him out in the woods every single day, few hours. No talk at all. Just walk every single day. So that's the probably most exercise I've got since I came to the United States. Every single day, 2 or 3 hours in the woods. Once a while, he says something, you know, Krishna, are you sure you know the road? But he's worried because we are going to get lost. So I say, yes, yes. So then we go. So then I asked some of my friends here from Kadamba Center who has experience, who went through depressions. I asked them to please come over, help. So then, you know, people came. And sometimes they take him also out to take a long walk. So each time when I asked, some of my friends came to talk to him, that day he was kind of glow, you know, maybe he felt finally he met someone who understands what he's going through. So I don't understand. Therefore I have nothing to say. Just walk. So even though, like, you know, yeah, you could say, oh, this weather is very nice, very beautiful, person don't see. Person only see just like this much positive, they only see this much. Or it's all dark. There's nothing I can do. Well, of course I pray. You know. So then slowly, you know, like, even though don't remember how to drive, or so afraid to drive, you're used to drug all your life, so now all of a sudden you are so afraid to drive. So don't remember when to take medication, so then I, you know, help him to make sure that he takes his medication. So then slowly, you know, like after maybe 15 days, then he starts to rise a little bit up, a little bit calm. And he talks a little bit. So it's very interesting. So sometimes we sit in front of the lake, so all of a sudden that kind of late evening he sees sunset. And he felt so relieved. He said, "Oh Gisela, I feel so good." You know, so there's not meditation. So it's very hard to say. Even though there's like, you could say so much in the word, but practically, I think situations is like complicated, very complicated one. So that's what I did. So after 1 month, by the time he left my house, it's almost become a normal. Now he's absolutely normal. He's now absolutely normal. So he said he goes through this every 10 years, he goes through the cycles. So literally, there's nothing much I really can say or like, oh, I can ask him to sit down and meditate. But he's not going to meditate. You know, like, physically, he looks fine. There's nothing wrong with physically, but I have no idea what is it he's going through. The way he sometimes explains, like he feels like he's in like this deep hole that he can't get out. So I sympathize, but you know. So now please, you help me. So what is the antidote for depression? What is the antidote? So I thought the antidote maybe walking in the wood every single day, 3 hours.
Good morning. I just read something by the Dalai Lama, and he said the key to happiness is serving others.
Yeah, Andrew does. Well, yeah, please. Whoever wants to say it, please.
Someone who is actually going through depression, the thing that you can do is there's certain things you have to accept and you have to move on. And if you have to, meditation has helped me definitely having those conversations with my mind. What can I accept? What about this can I change? If there are things that you cannot change, you have to let it go. And it's really about accepting and just letting go and moving forward.
Wonderful. Very good. Wonderful, yeah.
I had a friend. I still have a friend. Yeah, she's still my friend. but she was.
That's good news.
Yes, very good news. She's a wonderful person, but she was... clinically depressed. And my first experience with depression is when I was a student, and we became friends. And this is when I was dealing with my own physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
And but I would take time. We sit and we talk, and the conversations was always about her, always about her situation, always about how she felt. Like this is. The way that I feel is the way that I've always felt and the way I will always feel. It's never going to change and so forth. And it was just by accident. I just said, we were just standing once and I said, you know, Athena, I need to sit down. I'm really feeling some pain. And immediately her thoughts turned towards me and it just lifted her out of her depression. And so I thought, this must be the answer. If you can get outside of yourself and really begin to think about other people and consider other people, then that will help you to be able to move on and move past that. As long as you stay stuck in your own little muck, you will always stay there. So you got to think about other people, realizing not having this global thinking that this is the way that it is, this is the way it's always been, this is the way it's always going to be. because things change all the time. So it was just by accident, and she's doing well. She still have her bouts like your friend, but she's able to come out of it by, and immediately she thinks about other people and what she can do for others.
About 10 or 15 years ago, I went to a mind science conference by His Holiness down at Emory, and the topic was depression, and they had experts, international experts in the field of neurology, psychology, psychiatry, and all the medicine, all the related fields, and they all talked about this topic of depression, of what it was and how to resolve it, and they all agreed that if somebody was in the depths of a really profound depression, it was important for them to get medication or other kinds of professional help. But in order to prevent depression, or as an assist to somebody who was getting this medical help and climbing out of it, they noticed that there were some common factors in everybody who's depressed. One is they feel like their life has no value. Second, they feel really isolated, like what their life doesn't have any effect on others. What they are or do doesn't matter to anybody else. And they think that whatever their problems are, it will always be a problem. Like Andre was saying, the problems will always be there, will never change. So they found that teaching people to meditate, to think about some of our basic Buddhist beliefs, first of all, to counter the fact that they think their life has no value, to think about a precious human life, and to counterbalance their feelings of isolation, to think about interdependence, how we are all connected to one another. And then the third, where the problem, they think their problems don't end, they need to think about how dependent arising, nothing stays the same. Everything changes, the good and the bad, and you can try and guide the direction that the changes will take. So they found that to be very helpful.
The sunshine makes everybody very happy. And they say sun really does something, serotonin or something in the brain. It increases happiness in your mind. Mm. If that's true or not, so that's interesting.
First, I'll second what she said. A lot of what I read says definitely get outside, enjoy nature. That'll brighten your day, brighten anyone's day. Kind of on the side a little bit, but at the same time goes along with it. I came across this the other day. Shout out to all the men going through a lot, with no one to turn to because this world wrongly taught our males to mask their emotions, and that strong means silent. And that's so true, especially when it comes to depression or anything emotional. We're not supposed to show that. That to us says weakness, and men can't be weak, right? We're tough, we're strong. So that, like what you said, also that goes along with it, that just to get to crack open the guy, to get him to talk, to get him to open up is half the battle. You know, once you can do that, then half the battle's done. You can get him to talk and let go of everything.
So I just heard this quote one day, and I hope it resonates with you, because I think it's a good quote. It goes, it's better to waste a moment in life than waste your life in a moment. And I think that applies to ruminating. If something, an event has happened to you, then it's better to let it go, that you might think it wasn't the best that it could be. It's better to let it go than to let it control your life moving forward.
Mm. Yeah, please give one big round of applause for all the people. Yeah, so at that time, Geshe Sambo was at home. And Geshe Sambo was talking to that person. And then finally, that person told Geshe Sambo, it's easier said than done. So, you know, when you look at it from outside, you don't understand. The person is functioning physically fine, but you can't see what's inside. Anyway, thank you very much for sharing your... sharing our knowledge about liberation. What is the cause? But probably there's no one particular cause for depression. What's the cause? Maybe there may be some different cause. Yeah, so... probably, you know, like, I've really nothing much to say. Maybe we create here at the Kadamba Center, care group. So then, as I said, as the gentleman said, set your pride aside. Talk. So I will also voluntary to take you in the wood. 2 hours, walk, no talk. I will first voluntary. So maybe create some kind of group. So make sure that person get out of his house or her house, and then maybe take around. So that's practically, that is Dharma, you know, that's Dharma, helping others. There's something that we as a community, we can do. There's something we can do. So then, you know, based on my experience with my friend, that will help. That will definitely help. Oh, I'm not sure how much you can help that person by talking. That's hard to say. You know, I choose not to talk much and take him out every single day. So generally speaking, see, in Buddhism, what is called samsara, you know, it's not a place, it's our own existence. There will be complications. So, there's the nature of samsara. So please, you read what is samsara. Huh? No, you can't fix everything. That's impossible. You can't fix everything. Certain things you can't fix. Even though somebody says, oh, you can fix everything, probably that's not true. So need to understand that. Then also need to understand why things are happening in your life, in the community, in the society, in the world. Don't blame yourself that you are doing something that create all the problems. Probably not true. So many things happening based on causal conditions. Then, you know, long as be part of samsara, life is not going to be happy all the time. That's the fact. You know, that's the fact. So, if you really want to be happy all the time, then what, according to Buddhist teaching, what you need to do, what you should do, then you should liberate. You should liberate or free yourself from the samsara. Then life is going to be happy means like probably much more less complications. Not happy in the sense kind of like excitement, jumping up and down, not that kind of happiness. That's no, we're not talking about that. Whenever I say what happiness, I'm not talking about that kind of happiness. Deep down, no matter what, it's always just calm deep down. No? Feel purpose. So that might help, you know, just learning about nature of samsara. Nothing is perfect. According to Buddhism, perfection is beyond samsara. It's called liberation. So there, everything is perfect. Here, why? Because there are so many hundreds of different types of thought arise every single day. And out of that, how many of them are good, positive? So based on that, then you can say, oh, my life is happy or not happy. Then you know. Every single day, so many thoughts rise. How many out of them, how many of them are healthy and how many of them are unhealthy? Then you know, you can mentally, it's a healthy mind or not healthy mind, healthy mind, or then you can tell. So, you know, so then you said, as serving other could be one. You know, then thinking about change. So I've been saying here last 20 years. I've been repeating this word again, like every single, almost every single class. As a human, it's hard, but this knowledge is very important. This knowledge is this realizations, this understanding, this realization is very, very important for your happiness. Very, very important for your happiness. What is the realization? Look around. Look around. Every single person is looking for happiness. Do we understand that? Very important to have the realization. Every single person, wife, brother, sorry, wife, woman, man, doesn't matter, believer, not believer, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, Christian, non-Christian. Why you care? Every single person's looking for happiness. Do we really get that? Do we understand that? So that's the fundamental things. Becoming Buddhist doesn't guarantee happiness. Becoming Christian doesn't guarantee happiness. Or like that you are atheist doesn't mean you are not going to be happy. That's not true. We are all human. You feel, I feel, not just only Tibetan feel. American don't feel, it's not like that. American feel, Tibetan feel. You are feelings, everybody has feelings. So every single person in this room, every single second looking for happiness. There's no difference. You say, you, when it comes down, that fact, there's no difference. Between you and the cat, same thing. Cat also looking for happiness. You are also looking for happiness. Nobody even wants slightest problems. Nobody wants. There's a fact. Based on that realization, there's no enemy. It's very important to understand, to have that realization. So, if that message is centered in your heart, your whole perception change. When you see someone, you know right away that person is looking for happiness. You know right away. There's no difference between you and me. There's no difference between American and Tibetan. There's no difference between black and white. There's no difference between Asian and American. There's no difference. Everybody doing the same thing. Therefore, wish others to be happy. Wish others to be happy. Your true happiness begins. Believe or not. What happened? So every single person you encounter, you wish them happy. It's good things. It's very good things. Do you go to church or not? It doesn't matter. Why does it matter? Why does it matter if that person is sleeping on Sunday? What does it matter? That's nothing. Shouldn't be problems. You know? What we need to understand, that person, whether the person go to Buddhist center or not, whether the person go to church or not, that person is looking for happiness. That's the most important to understand. Most important to understand. Oh, I said, Dunga Tamuta, Dela Nabe, Chuja, Member, Dada Shila, Chibani, Shinden Gawacha, but Chinjilo, please bless me too. Please bless me means, bless, the meaning of blessing is transform. No, there are so many different ways to present. Okay, some people put their hand on their head, and some people give something. There's no real blessing. The definition of blessing, why you bless? You're trying to transform. You try to change. That's why you eat before you eat, you bless. You try to transform that food into something special. Then you make offering, no? Bless. So then there, in the end of the line, it says, please bless me to able to do that, and able to see, able to understand, and able, not just understand, be aware of understanding. I'm not sure how to say. Be aware. Not just see, to be aware that you are seeing. And not just, you know, understand, be aware of your that understanding. That's very good. That's the key to, you know, so that is like, wish to other to be happy. Wish to other to be happy. No, that's the very, very powerful horse. Horse. If you manage to ride that horse will bring you happiness to happiness. Then, if somebody has a mind, if somebody is thinking, why you don't ride that horse will bring you happiness to happiness. Kyo means like sadness. Kyo, nga means no difficulties. It will eliminate all the sadnesses, all the difficulties. That horse will eliminate all the difficulties and all the sadness and all the difficulties. If the depression is part of that, if depression is part of sadness, that will help. You know, wishing others to be happy. So then, you know, of course, that probably like just set aside the religion. Think practically. Practical level. Oh. Of course, all the major religion traditions teach you how to develop those inner good qualities. Teach you how to develop or to develop the inner qualities. But, you know, so it's very important to think in practical level. If you ask who wants to be around with the person who is very mean, who wants to be around? Who wants to be around with a mean person? Nobody. Who wants to be around with a good person, kind person? Everybody wants to be around. Nothing to do with the look or size of the body. How you look, nothing to do with that. Kind is not based on how you look or how you dress. It's not based on that. It's based on the heart. Warm heart, good heart. Everybody enjoys, you know. If you are American, if you have good heart, if you have warm heart, you think about, you wish all the people happy. Everybody, Asian, Tibetan, no matter, even animals, want to be around with you. Doesn't matter if you're American or Tibetan. So this is very important, you know. So who wants to be, do you ever enjoy somebody criticizing you? No. It's nothing to do with religion, it's just a fact. It's a fact. You ask Tibetan, they say no. You ask American, they say no. You ask professor, they say no. You ask children, they don't want to be around somebody who's been mean all the time. They don't want to be around. That's a fact. So this, I think, that will help. You know, that will help. Tebe chonga kuseve chaju semje tashin denden dewan do Allah seviye sojin julushuruz. Why you get discouraged to ride that horse? That horse will bring you to happiness, and that horse will eliminate all the sadnesses, all the difficulties, what is that horse? Kind heart, warm heart, bodhicitta. That's the horse, that's the horse. So then Shanti Deva, you know, this book has been written around what century? 8th century. Now we are 21st century. This book has been already written. So I'm not just making this up, I'm just repeating here. It's already been said. Around 8th century, now it's 21st century. So it's time to do some more research, more analyze, analyze. Oh, warm heart, kind heart, bodhicitta, that's very like religious, how is it, spiritual terms called bodhicitta. Is that true? Shanti Deva said, the Shanti Deva books, this is free of copyright. There's no copyright. Shanti Deva does not make any penny. Even one penny. Anybody can print, redo, doesn't matter. Shanti Deva making no money, has no intention to make money. Oh. Now talk about like, life has no meaning. Oh, my life is not worth it. No, it has no meaning. That's exactly how Shanti Deva appears for other people. What he has, Dishya Sumbhava, he was in the studying in Nalanda Monastery in India. Now you can only see the ruins. So there, that's where he studied. You know. Other people, what he, the way he appears, you know, to others at that time, other people, either he's sleeping, not like all people see, oh, he's like doing serious meditation. No, no. Either he's sleeping, or he's going to the bathroom, or he's eating. That's commonly people see. The people don't see, oh, he's like seriously meditating, or reading all the time. He just appears a lazy person, yeah, you could call lazy. You know, eat, sleep, then go to the bathroom. That's pretty much everybody does. That's his nickname called Dishya Sumbhava, Dishya Sumbhava. Dishya Sumbhava, three, how is it? Recognition or three recognitions. Yeah, three determinations. Determined to eat, determined to sleep, determined to go to bathroom. He was known as that three things. But he's the one who wrote this book. Is that true? That's what he said. That's what he said. Many, many centuries ago. It's time to analyze. What he said, is that true? Need to analyze. Number wise, you are just one. Others, there's so many. So now just think of a practical level. So that's His Holiness called, this is called smart selfish. Smart selfish, not foolish selfish. Smart selfish, you know. So my way, highway. That's not very good. Number one, you are just one. Others, there are many. Just think about that. Just forget about religion. Practical level. Smart selfish. That means wish other to be happy. Is that easy? No. Nothing is easy. Even making a pizza is not easy. Talking about pizza is quite easy. Wish to have eat pizza, that's easy. But actually making pizza, yeah, you need to move. You can't just sit down, pray, I very much like to eat Papa John's pizza, please appear. That's not what happened. You just think, the prayer, of course, good, you know, so if you focus properly, it will change. Otherwise, it's just a mumbling word, it's not going to change. You need to think. So now it's time to analyze. Is that true? What Shantideva said many, many centuries ago? She said, if I manage to ride that horse in my life, that horse will bring me to happiness. And that horse will eliminate all the sadness and all the difficulties. What is that? That horse is loving kindness, kind heart, warm heart, bodhicitta. Is that true? Time to analyze. Otherwise, doesn't require much. That can destroy your mind like that. Doesn't require much. Somebody, you are all happiness gone. That's quite amazing, you know, like, it's like how this mind trick you all the time, that trick you all the time, and create so many stories after stories, you gain nothing. And meanwhile, you are losing so much. You're not gaining anything. Oh? That's unfortunate, that's now how the mind does. That's why the mind needs to be trained. Trained means to think every day, you know, think. Importance of no chasing others. So then you see that your life has meaning. See? Now your life has meaning. Your life has purpose. Don't say your life has no meaning. Yeah, of course your life has meaning. Because you are rising, you are shining, and you are brighting. You are brightening somebody's life. So, every sun rises up. Opportunities. Every time, oh yesterday didn't do good. Well, that's okay. Nothing's perfect. You know, yesterday, today's different. So tomorrow's going to be different. Tomorrow's going to be new. Every sunrise, I remember that quote. Don't remember who said it. Every sunrise has invitations for you to rise. Means think something positive. Don't just has caught up with what happened yesterday. Do you have any clue what happened the night before this? No clue. Yeah, so many things happened. Probably yesterday, the day before, last month, last year. Yeah, so many things happened the night before this. Remember? Every morning is an opportunity. You know, opportunity. So now you see your life is meaning. Your life is purpose. You feel purpose. So I do hear time to time I hear, oh, Gishila, my life is no meaning. No, that's not what Buddha's teaching. That's not what it said. It said your life is precious. It did not say, oh, your life is no meaning, worthless. It didn't say that. And Buddhism encourages you to think that your life is precious. Your life is precious. Why? Because you have this sophisticated brain that brain could liberate you. Don't stop. It could liberate you. Me, Tula, tenderness, Shantideva, again, same person, Shantideva. Me too, like then, don't want to watch it at all. The human that you are alive is like boat. Me too, like then, don't want to watch it at all. Problem, complicated is like oceans. It comes from all directions. Most of them come from your mind. Samsara as a whole is already complicated. Then, on top of that, our mind makes more complicated. See, the dungachu is like not just small creek. No, it's not a small creek, it's like oceans, complications like oceans. Me, Trula, then this rely on this boat, dungachu, you can sail beyond that ocean or whatever you call it, Duma Chuo Chen is a huge creek. Duma Chuo Chen, so. the one you attend it also. So that you are capable, I'm capable, we are all capable. We are all capable to take something positive. I don't think, oh, because oh, he's monk, he's wearing robe, maybe he's capable to take something positive. Maybe I'm not. Yeah, I can get you robe. If that robe helps, I'll get you. I can offer you one, then wear and see. It's probably not going to help that much. See, dunga chuo chile so. So me too late nene dunga chuo chile to so. So that that life has, that's why this considered as a, sometimes it's considered as a boat. So therefore it's very precious. It's very precious. So that's what we should think every morning, that you are awake, that you are alive, and you need to feel that your life is precious. Not based on what people say, what people think. The preciousness of your life is not based on what people think. Not based on that. It's not based on that. Not based on that. So, there are people in like India, on the mountains, probably monks, nuns, probably lay people, life, doing lifetime retreat. They don't see people, but they feel precious. It's not based on what people think about how you look. It's nothing to do with that. That life is precious. Oh, precious human life. Okay, so something to think about. Something good to think about. Oh. So basically here, oh, you already said, you know. So that's what I believe. So if you wonder, you can read the book. It's there. It's in the book. So then make sure that I don't make this up yesterday or last night. Yeah, so then, so now maybe, what time is now? Or maybe a few more minutes. Second question, please, second question, so I'm going to finish this question. Is our Buddha nature the inner gemstone which is covered up by dirt and needs to be uncovered, sir? Is it already purified? Prefect, P-E-R-F-E-D. Prefect, P-E-R-F-E-D. So I'm not sure what that means. Already, you understand? P-E-R-F-E-D. P-E-R-F-E-D. Perfect. Okay, perfect. Put it together, make it small. Yeah, so yeah, that's, is it already perfect? Okay, then it is already perfect, wise, compassionate, inherently good, or does it only have the potential to be those things? I can answer based on my mere knowledge, not on experience. Based on my mere knowledge, I did study this like almost 25 years in the monastery. So, because another way to say, sometimes you see the word Buddha nature. That's a very technical term. You see Buddha nature. So, does not mean that you are all enlightened. Okay, sometimes. So since I came to America, once in a while you hear some people come there, you talk, Vishnu, did I already enlighten? I don't know. Who am I can judge you enlightened or not? So now the interesting part is the next part. So then like, if you already enlightened, then you should know that you are enlightened. There should not be, first place, there should not be questions, am I enlightened? If you think you are enlightened, that's hard to believe that you are enlightened, that you don't know you are enlightened. Maybe that only happened in America, maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe the way the people, you know, like, interpret the text, sometimes, you know, not you, maybe whoever is explaining the text, maybe they don't understand very well, so then they said what he said literally, so then people do get confused, yeah. So, like, sometimes you see, like, innate Buddha, right from the beginning. What is innate Buddha mean? Innate Buddha. What does it mean?
It means that it's within you.
You are all the Buddha.
Yeah. Well, you have innate goodness.
Yeah. So anyway, there's this word exists in Tibetan, but you have to explain. In other words, if you take that literally, yeah, so then you wonder, oh, I'm all enlightened. So then you go to someone else and ask, do I enlighten? So it's hard to say, you know. So anyway, so Buddha nature. Mainly talking about nature of mind. So this is a nature of mind. Oh. What is that? Yeah. So reflections, everything you see, you meet different people, you see different people, you talk to them, everything. All things happening, that, you know, eating, like going, walking, talking, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, all of that. It's a reflection of your mind, reflection of your mind. So nature of that mind is empty. You understand? Nava Sinjiraji, Sim Tombe Raji, Nava Sinjiraji. So reflections. Nature of your mind is like clear sky, there's no cloud. When you look up there's nothing, just clear sky. But cloud reflects. But that doesn't mean that cloud is inseparable with the sky, otherwise you'll never see clear sky. If you think, it's like inseparable. So, therefore, we all make mistakes. We all how much mistake have been made. So everything that I did in the monastery is not like spiritual practice. So chasing donkey. Desire to ride. Not able to ride like horse. You just put your whole body like this. if you're able to catch one, what do you do? You know, like seven. Like I went to monastery when I was seven. Now 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You know, there's some the other kids now. When all the teacher goes to work, so we don't study. We just chase donkey. The monastery. if we manage to corner one donkey, so we rotate to jump on the. There's nothing to hold on. The donkey sometimes runs so fast, just collapse on the dirt, and sometimes on the ashes. There's many things that burn, they all become ashes. So many things have been done. So many from life before this, so many things even this life, so many that's been done out of not like. Just very neutral mind, not like there's so many things done, but doesn't mean you know, you're going to be do this all the time, no? Change, grow. So there's a Buddha nature, the nature of mind is pure. It's not based on how you feel. If you feel, oh, my life is not worth, I'm worthless, my life is no meaning, that's not true. It's not true. It's not true at all. It's not true. Because why is not true? Because nature of mind is pure. All the things that, you know, all the actions, physical, verbal, mental actions, these are like cloud, temporary there, it's like cloud, it's temporary there. So it doesn't mean that you are already enlightened, okay? So Buddha nature. So pure mind, nature of mind is pure. So now what in heaven, there's you know, some problems. According to Buddhist philosophy, there's some problems. What inherently? So Buddhist, you know, according to Buddhist philosophy, also Buddhist teachings, there are no such a thing called inherent. Inherent? Because everything's interdependent. There's no inherent. There's no everything interdependent. Then everything is interdependent. Dependent on circumstance, dependent on cause, dependent on conditions. Therefore, everything can be changed, because they are not inherent. If it's inherent, there's nothing you can do. When you burn the fire always burns up, upward. That's nature. There's nothing you can do. It will burn up, upward. It never burns downward. If you pour the water, it will run downward. Never run upward. That's the nature. There's nothing you can do. Inherent, there is something we cannot change. So, no, the Buddhist, according to, that's problem. According to Buddhist philosophy, there's not such a thing called absolute, inherent. No, everything's dependent, interdependent. Oh, it's not absolute, interdependent. Oh, so, all the appearances, is reflection of the mind. The nature of that mind is empty, so that's Buddha nature. Oh yeah. So then probably stop. So Friday, last Friday, one of my friends took me to hiking. So I never hiked since I came here in America 20 years. So he said, "Gila, think about it." I said, "Oh, I'll think about it. I'm going back and forth. Anyway, so what's called profile trail. Grandfather? Profile trail. From bottom to all the way up. Just to see some view. You think there's enjoyment? He asked me, "Gisela, would you want to go again?" I said, "Probably no, not finished. It's finished. Really hard. 8 miles. Nobody's going up there, only me and him. We saw people on the road, they all come back. They're on the road," he said. Come, Krishna. I can't come, but I cannot move because it's hard. You have to sit, Krishna. So then, it's very interesting. All kind of mindset rise. Oh, yeah. So, what do you think? Because you hike all the time. Oh, I think that's very difficult. I think it's a very, very difficult one. Anyway, so yesterday, all day, I feel like pasta, so that was the So then I look at him, he has the ankle problem, he's moving hardly. We did it. That's the things, we did it. So then, I'm not sure what the physical happiness, mental happiness, I'm not sure. Physical happiness, mental happiness, I'm not sure. But I'm sure there's a lot of physical things. So he asked them, put the water, so-called -0. I don't feel like to drink. -0, so cold. I suppose when he turns around, I open it, pour the water on the ground. It was too heavy. He's looking around, or he's getting more water. I just turn up. We walk a little bit up there, so then again, another water. All day, just one piece of bread and maybe some tea. And, wow. Then coming down, you see parking lot somewhere, then you walk there, feel like farther. So, okay. So I experienced. So I just want to share. So I'm not sure, probably you know. What is this all about? Hiking? Or any happiness? I'm not sure. Thank you very much. Thank you for all your contributions. So please, next time, so if there's any questions, put more questions, so then all our friends is willing to contribute. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So turn to page 191, and we'll recite one round of the praises to the 21 Taras in order to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat. This was a suggestion by Rinpoche. Rinpoche.
And one thing that, you know, every single morning I light a candle. I actually light 8 candles every single day. Then I'm thinking about all the people I know who's no longer here, passed away. So I light 1 candle for them, say prayer. And all the people that, you know, I have connections to Kamala Kadamba in the last 20 years, I light 1 candle for that and I pray. So I just want you to know that I pray every single day. You know, for your health, for your happy life, so I pray. If that helps, you know, to you to overcome your depression, think that Gishila lights candles for each one of you every single day. Okay.
Oh, and if you don't have the gold prayer book, but you have the white binder, it's on the green sheets, the green colored paper. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorneth Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the 3 times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother of God, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of three words, to bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, commissivity, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Satagatas, action, triumph without limit. Relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space. Trampling with their feet the 7 worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maru. Honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandavas, Yakshas. Homage with her trumpet sound, destroying foes' magic diagrams, her feet pressed and left out right in, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She was crowning lotuses, she was slayer of all. Homage at the heart her finger, so adorn her with 3 jewel mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Mirfa laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly. Shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorneth crescent, moon on ornaments most shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, eye, beyond ending far above. I shall flip and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beat, scowling with the letter whom the 7 levels she does conquer. Homage, at the virtuous peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra. Arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to the received letter. Of the shape of syllable, whom Papa stamping shakes the 3 worlds, Meru Mandara and Vint. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalek form, with spice spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage you whom gods and their kings, and the kin are roused to honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels venturings and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With Swaisara and Sutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures. Terso sells the spirits, yakshas, and raised corpus supreme ture. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Now go to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. So we're going backwards. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Now turn to page 246. And we'll read the dedication from Master Shantidevas, Bodhikarivatar, from the book that Geshe-la quoted. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may we too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. I turn to page 244 and 245. We'll read the short, long life prayers, first for the His Holiness, and then on the next page for Gyume Kenshin Rinpoche, Jitsun Losan Dalek, and then back for Lama Zongpa Rinpoche. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrei, the Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Amatai. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara. You uphold the subduer's moral way and serve as a bountiful bearer of sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine. The masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels. Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now, 7 green Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Maybe they've got 1 second, so there's about 2 minutes left. It's actually supposed to stop 11:50, now it's 11:48. So I'm going to recite some healing mantra, and please visualize. Bright blue light on your crown. So we symbolize all the healing energy. So Generally speaking, there are many different colors of healing energies, but this bright blue light, that's all kinds of the combination of all the healing energy. When you do the practice, you know, then all this different light dissolve one to another. So eventually it dissolves into the bright blue light. Okay, so just visualize or picture on your crown as much as possible. So while I'm reciting the mantras, okay. So then please like visualize that bright blue light, you know, like then it's like almost like laser beam. So then goes into that, then purify all the physical sicknesses, mental difficulties, okay. Then purify everything, all the negative karmas, physical sicknesses, mental difficulties. If there's like obstacles created by beings, invisible beings, visible beings, all of them completely purify, just hearing the mantra, okay. So you don't want to take 1 day, more than a minute, okay? Please visualize. Tujhe kula nyam bechum dede seda dube ngendo dunga se tuzo nede sanje minje la bendu ya yole chasu bendu ya yole achase la. Om namo bhagavate bhagase guru bendu ya tamba randa ya tata gata ya arhate samya sambuddha ya te ya tam bhagase bhagase maha bhagase bhagase. Raza samonga de so om namo bhagavate bhagase guru bendu ya tamba randa ya tata gata ya arhate samya sambuddha ya te ya tam bhagase bhagase maha bhagase bhagase raza samonga de so om namo bhagavate bhagase. Guru Benduya Nambaradaya Tata Gataya Arahate Samya Sambuddhaya Teyatam Bekase Bekase Maham Bekase Bekase Raza Samungate Zoham Namo Bhagavate Bekase Guru Benduya Nambaradaya Tata Gataya Arahate Samya Sambuddhaya Teyatam Bekase Bekase Maham Bekase Bekase Raza Samungate Zoham Namo Bhagavate Bekase Guru Benduya Nambaradaya Tata Gataya Arahate Samya Sambuddhaya Teyatam Bekase Bekase Maham bhagaze bhagaze raza samo gade sova om namo bhagavate bhagaze guru benu ya namo raza ya tada gada ya arahade samya sambodha ya te ya dom bhagaze bhagaze maham bhagaze bhagaze raza samo gade sova om namo bhagavate bhagaze guru benu ya namo raza ya tada gada ya arahade samya sambodha ya te ya dom bhagaze bhagaze maham bhagaze bhagaze raza samo gade sova Sinjin deva, chinjeva, nyudo, nyele, tajo, dendro, nyele, malo, bata, dojo, mebajo. Pama, sinjia, tamja, deda, denjo, jenge, ro, tamja, dado, dovada, chajo, seba, kana, sujo, bata, da, kunje, melam, dujuji. Chona, kunje, luda, se, dunga, neva, chinjeva, teda, dake, sonomje, deva, jazo, dobajo. Chona, kunje, luda, se, dunga, neva, chinjeva, teda, daso, sonomje, deva, jazo, dobajo. Chona, kunje, luda, se, dunga, neva, chinjeva, teda, daso, sonomje, deva, jazo, dobajo.
Good morning, I'm Elise from Outreach. And this morning we started the service with a wonderful video from Geshe-la showing that whether you pray Christian, Hindu, Buddhist prayers, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you all have the positive intention of wanting to be good and to do good. And we were talking today, too, a lot about how the way to make yourself happy is to make others happy. The way to learn about your own precious human life, your own value, is to express it through service to others. Now, with a Kadampa Center is affiliated with the Triangle Interfaith Alliance. And on Thursday, February 21, in about 3 or 4 weeks, we're having our annual dinner meeting to which everyone is invited. And it's a perfect opportunity for you to have, having come here to learn about these things, to go there and really learn it through experience. The theme is called Making a Difference. And we will have representatives there from the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, for Helping Hand Mission, and Habitat for Humanity. And you'll learn about how these people are affected by their service with these organizations and how people have their, whose lives have been affected by them. You will learn how to connect with them and with other organizations. You'll learn about how you can connect with others to be of service in little ways and bigger ways. So it's really a wonderful opportunity for everybody. You'll find some information about this soon, starting this week, on our website and our Facebook. You can go to the Triangle Interfaith Alliance Facebook and learn it. We do need RSVP because it is a dinner, but and there's a suggested donation for the dinner, $15 for adults, $10 for students. But no one will be turned away. So please consider this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.